The Gemara Masecht Zvachim Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph has a discussion about Zricha B'Klal Shvicha and Shvicha B'Klal Zricha. We know with certain Kabbanis, the Torah says the way the blood should be applied to the Mizbeach is with Zricha, is with sprinkling the blood. Some Kabbanis, the Torah says the way the blood should be applied is with Shvicha, pouring the blood. And the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the Savala, Rabbi Akiva, Damlai Zrika, Bechlal Shvicha, Vlai Shvicha, Bechlal Zrika. One form of blood application cannot be substituted for the other form. And the Gemara brings a raya that that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, based on a Mishnah Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that we know that on Pesach by night, of course, we have to eat a Korban Pesach. Aside from eating a Korban Pesach, since the halacha is that the Korban Pesach has to be nechal al asoiva, it has to be eaten when you're almost completely full, and then eat the Korban Pesach and be completely satiated and not eat anything anymore that night. So if you have many people participating in one Korban Pesach, they brought Shalmei Chagiga. They brought a Korban Chagiga, which is treated like a Korban Shlomim, and that was brought and eaten as well Pesach by night, so you should be full from that meat, and then complete your meal with the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim discusses that before we eat a Korban, aside, of course, from making a Birchas Hanenen, we have to make a Birchas HaMitzvahs. So the Mishnah says, in Birch Birchas HaPesach, if you made a bracha on the Korban Pesach, Potter Shal Zevach, then you don't have to make a bracha on the Korban Chagiga, because the Korban Chagiga is tafel to the Korban Pesach. And we know whenever you have an Iker and a tafel, the bracha on the Iker exempts you for making a bracha on the tafel. But, says the Mishnah, Shal Zevach, Leipata Pesach. If you made a bracha on the tafel, on the Shlomim, on the Shalmei Chagiga, that bracha cannot cover the Korban Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva, however, holds, Loi Zu Peteres Zu, for Loi Zu Peteres Zu. The bracha of the Korban Pesach cannot cover the bracha of the Korban Shlomim, and the bracha of the Korban Shlomim, Shalmei Chagiga, cannot cover the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara's assumption is, why can these two Kabbanis, the brachas of these two Kabbanis, not one cover the other? Because the halacha is, if going back to our discussion, Rabbi Shmuel is going to the opinion that Zricha is B'Klal Shvicha, and therefore something that the Torah says should be done with Zricha, if you did it with Shvicha, it's acceptable. So therefore, the Korban Pesach, even though Korban Pesach you do Shvicha, Korban Shlomim you do Zricha, but since the Shvicha could cover the Zricha, the Bracha could cover one the other as well. But Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that Shvicha and Zricha cannot be interchanged. And therefore, since these two Kabbanis are so fundamentally different, Korban Pesach has to have Shvicha strictly. A Korban Shlomim has to have Zrika strictly. Therefore, the brachas cannot, one bracha cannot cover the other. But there are two fundamental questions that the Tzlach, the Noi de Behuda, asks in understanding this Gemara. One question is, he says, how could there be a discussion that the bracha of one Korban should cover the other Korban, when the nusach of the two brachas are so fundamentally different? On a Korban Pesach, we make a bracha, lechal as a Pesach. And on a Korban Shlomim, we make a bracha, lechal as a Shlomim. So how could the Gemara even suggest that one should cover the other? To which he answers that since the pasuk that teaches us the halacha of the Karban Shlamim is based on the pasuk, as this the Gemara Masechet the Pesachim, that's ayin on the base, v'zavach the Pesach l'Hashem alakecha, tzoyin u'bokar, tzoyin, says the Gemara, zu Pesach, bokar zu chagiga, and both of them are included or learnt from the word, the words v'zavach the Pesach. So therefore, says the Tzlach, we see that the Torah calls this Karban Chagiga Pesach. And since it calls this Karban Chagiga Pesach, making a bracha ala Pesach on this Karban is absolutely fine. And we don't have a problem that the Nusach of the two brachas are so fundamentally different. One question. But then there's another question. We know, and as we mentioned a moment ago, whenever we speak about Iker V'Tofel, so the Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim, Simen Reish Yud Beis, teaches us the halachas of Iker V'Tofel. And when we learn the halacha of Iker V'Tofel in Simen Reish Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Kol She'Iker V'Imay Tfeila, if you have a food which is an Iker, and you have with it a tefillah, mevarach al ikar, upaita es a tefillah, you make a bracha on the ikar, which takes care of the tafel, bein mevarach shel lefanah, bein mevarach shel acharei. You won't have to make a separate bracha achrishayna, and you won't have to make a separate bracha achrayna. However, says the Ramah, I'm not reading the whole word, all the words of the Shulchan Aruch. But if we look further in the Ramah, this halacha that if you make a bracha on the ikur, you need not make a bracha on the tafel. When is that said? If you eat the ikur and the tafel together, or if you ate the ikur first, avam oichel atafel tchila. But if you eat the tafel before the ikur, kigon shloitzel lishtos roitzel lechol tchila, kadei shloyishta liba rikana, or shoichel gavina gudgonius matik ashtim, mevarach al oichel tchila, afapi shetafel ashtim. So Ramah says that this halacha that you make the bracha on the ikur and it does, and you don't have to make a bracha on the tafel is only if you make, if you're going to eat the ikur and tafel together, or the ikur before the tafel. But if you're going to eat the tafel before the ikur, you have to make a bracha on the tafel. But there's an interest, the remark continues with a very, very interesting psak that I'm not sure people are aware of. But says the Ramah, if you're eating the tafel before the ikur, and you can't make a bracha, and therefore you have to make a bracha on the tafel, such a situation, no matter what the food is, says the Ramah, v'ein mevarchal avrak shakel. You should make a shahako, hoivu tafel davracher. So the svara in the Ramah is, that's tosh pshat, that since this food that we're eating now is by definition, by category, a tafel, on a food which is a tafel, even though the circumstances require us to make a bracha on this tafel separately, because you're eating it before the ikur, only make a shahakal. And in fact, because this is such a complicated halacha, and because this is such a chiddush that you have a food which the bracha is not really a shahakal, and the Ramah is telling us to eat, to make a shahakal. So therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, try to avoid this type of situation. Try to avoid a situation where you're going to make a bracha on the, where you're going to need to make a bracha on the tafel because you're eating it before the ikur. Take a bite of the ikur first and need not make any bracha on the tafel. So now, let's go to our Gemara. Yes, as we explained, the Karban Chagiga is a tafel. And to explain why is the Karban Chagiga a tafel, because the only reason
were eating the tuffel, we're only eating the carbon chagiga, it's because we have a need to eat the carbon Pesach ala soiva. And therefore, given that Shmuel doesn't have a problem that shvicha and zrika can be interchanged, given, as we quoted from the Tzlach a few moments ago, that the nusach ha-bracha can be easily interchanged, so we make the bracha on the Pesach. But how did we start the shir? The way we started the shir was that a carbon chagiga is eaten first. And if the carbon chagiga is eaten first, so how can we eat? If the carbon chagiga is eaten first, how can we rely, according to Rabbi Shmuel, on the bracha on the carbon Pesach, which you're going to eat much later, when you have to eat the carbon chagiga first? And we just quoted the Shulchan Aruch that even if you have a situation of a tuffel and an ikur, you always make the bracha. If you can eat the tuffel first, you have to make a bracha on the tuffel. That's the question that the Tzlach and many Achroinim ask. So some Achroinim say that the Gemara is referring to a situation where they ate the tuffel, where they ate the Karma Pesach, they forgot about the Karma Chagiga, started eating the Karma Pesach, realized, oh, we have to eat the Karma Chagiga. And therefore, they had already eaten part of the Karma Pesach, made a broth on the Karma Pesach, and therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, that broth on the Karma Pesach will cover the Karma Shlama. That's the opinion, one explanation. Another explanation that many suggest is that they specifically ate from the carbon Pesach before they ate from the carbon Chagiga. In other words, what they did was they first ate from the carbon Pesach, then they ate not because they wanted to eat from the carbon Pesach first, given that that is the main achila of the night of the Seder. After they ate from the Karm Pesach, a little, maybe even less than a kazayas, some suggest, they ate the Karm Chagiga, and then the last food that was eaten, ala soiva, was the Karm Pesach. And there are two rayas that the Mefarshim suggest to such an approach. One raya is it's similar to what we do. We don't have a Karm Pesach, but we eat matzah, then we eat whatever we eat, maror, kairich, the suda, and then we eat matzah gefafi kairich. So just like we eat matzah twice, they ate the Karm Pesach twice, so it's very gishmak. They did eat the Karm Pesach before they ate from the Karm Chagiga, and therefore if Rabbi Shmuel holds that you don't have any problem and the Pesach is the ikur, and the Karm Chagiga is the tuffel, the bracha on the Karm Pesach can be mitzi the bracha on the Karm Chagiga.